at usaradio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning at 11:02. It's 51 degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is sunny, high of 53, light winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 39. There's a chance of showers tomorrow, but a high of 56. Getting a little cooler for your weekend, 45 on Saturday. A chance of heavy rain overnight Saturday night, 35. A slight chance of some wintry mix. Sunday, rain likely, 60 with a high of 46.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Most stupid person alive. Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball and you kick it. Hold it! Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself. But Charlie Brown, it's Thanksgiving. What's that got to do with anything? Well, one of the greatest traditions we have is the Thanksgiving Day football game. And the biggest, most important tradition of all is the kicking off of the football. Is that right? Absolutely. Come on, Charlie Brown. It's a big honor for you. Well, if it's that important, a person should never turn down a big honor.
We gotta wait till the end of this. I don't think everybody knows what's coming, but...
Besides, she wouldn't try to trick me on a traditional holiday. This time I'm gonna kick that football clear to the moon! God! Isn't it peculiar, Charlie Brown, how some traditions just slowly fade away?
Sending a bad message.
You think?
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone! Did you give the Thanksgiving weather forecast?
I didn't. I feel it's too far away.
What's the matter? We won't be here next week.
Well, I know.
It's too far away. You're playing Thanksgiving things on the radio.
I'm for the weather.
Oh, they're pretty good these days.
All right. Well, because there's a chance that there's not nice weather on Thanksgiving.
Oh, so you know that.
I don't know it.
You're contradicting yourself here. Pretend you're before Congress.
Yeah, put me before Congress. All right. It's taken a while, but we'll give it a shot.
Ms. Winberry, didn't you just say that next Wednesday is too far in the future to predict? You're supposed to correctly say, no, it's Assistant Director Winberry, please. I have to give you your official title.
No, please don't.
Have you been watching any of these hearings?
No.
No?
No.
You don't care?
I care, but I read about them the next day.
Okay. Good morning. Welcome to the Library Show. We're not going to delve into that on the Library Show.
Thank you.
But it's important to be politically aware, Jennifer, whatever side you fall down on.
Absolutely.
If this is an important issue in our country, you got to have an opinion one way or the other, I guess. But we won't find out what that is just yet, or on the air. The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey, on this beautiful late November day. Doesn't get much better than this, Jennifer.
It does not.
Low 50s, no wind. Too bad it wasn't like this on Thanksgiving. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, the entry deadline has passed for this year's HCL Gingerbread Competition. We've received right around 50 entries this year, making this our biggest year ever. Make sure you stop by HCL this December and take in the sights and smells of this year's competition. Gingerbread is only one part of a whole schedule of holiday programs and events we have planned this December at the Huntington County Library. We'll fill you in on everything else. Christmas is on its way. Jennifer says this holiday season, no matter what your religion, please take a moment to reflect and why it's better than all the other ones. Literacy Night, Winter Reading Club, Open Borrowing, our library survey, trivia, and more on today's library show. Morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. How about, since you mentioned Thanksgiving?
That was a great way to start the show.
We'll start just with the quick holiday hours.
Okay, yes, we have some special holiday hours next week, so you can enjoy Thanksgiving with your family.
So,
what's so funny about that?
You'll come to the library to get away from your family. Wednesday we will be open from 9 till 5 instead of till 9. And Thursday and Friday we will be closed.
It's going to be a ghost town after 3,
two. It usually is until about 7:30 when people run in at the last minute for DVDs.
To watch over the holiday weekend, that's good. Reminds me, I got to pack all my holiday DVDs.
We'll be closed on Thursday and Friday, and we will reopen at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
And that's when we'll be collecting the entries for this year's gingerbread competition. This Saturday and Sunday, like I said, we have 50 entries. We're very excited about this. The library is slowly being decorated to get ready for the holiday season. We don't want to do it too soon, but since I'm off next week, I had to get a jump on it, Jennifer. So I apologize to all those people that came in and kind of shrugged and wondered why I was decorating so early.
No, but I think it's good because when you come with a gingerbread, you just leave it on a table and it's good to go.
Yes, so we've got the gallery's all decorated. I've got one of my classic 30-year-old murals hung up already.
I used to like them when you did them.
And now you don't like them anymore?
I do, but you don't do them anymore. You don't do new ones anymore.
I just don't have the time. I wish I did. I was looking at the one I hung up today. That probably took me a long time. I like hand-lettered that thing. I was looking at it, boy, where did I get the time to do that? I wish. That would be so nice to do stuff like that again. Maybe one last time I'll do one more for the collection.
So if you do one more, we'll know that's your swan song.
I might not make it to one more. We'll see. Next Christmas is a long way away, Jennifer. Yeah. But I digress. So the gingerbread competition. So we're going to have 50 gingerbread houses spread throughout the library starting on December 1st. December 2nd? December 2nd. Is that the Monday, December 2nd?
It is.
On December 2nd, and they'll be on display through Christmas. So you make sure to stop by and check them out. We'll have a welcome reception on Tuesday, December 3rd, where we'll announce the winners, including the Best in Show $200 cash prize winner this year. So I'm very excited to see every year. I'm so excited to see what people come up with. I'm always in awe of the creativity of our fellow Huntington County residents. I always learn a thing or two from these things, and it always makes me want to try to make a gingerbread house again. My wife informed me that I am making a gingerbread house again this year because my grandson will be visiting.
Oh, nice.
So I guess I'm back on the hook.
Good.
After all those years of doing it for my kids when they were little, stopped doing it for a while, but now the next generation, Jennifer, has to see how poorly I am at baking.
Are you going to bake it?
Yes. How else do you do it?
Well, I know you can get...
Oh, no, it's got to be made from scratch. It's got to be gingerbread. All the walls can't match up. It's got to collapse at least 3 or 4 times for actually get it to set. All the fun holiday traditions. So if you haven't seen the gingerbread competition before, we highly recommend it. And that's just a part, like I said, of our holiday extravaganza at the Huntington County Library in the North Branch and the South Branch. The Bookmobile will be in two Christmas parades this year. That's new. The Bookmobile will be in the Clinton Christmas Parade on Friday, December 6th, and in the 100 Holiday Parade in Flemington on Sunday, December 8th. So look for the Bookmobile in both of those parades. A little bit excited about that. Is it Dickens Day, the day of the parade in Clinton? I should know this since I used to live in Clinton.
I think it's this weekend.
Or is it right after Thanksgiving? Jennifer's going to look that up. Dickens Day is another nice Huntington County holiday tradition where the town of Clinton.
And that's right after Thanksgiving.
It's the weekend after Thanksgiving? So not this weekend, but next weekend. So the town, like, converts back to old London kind of Dickens days and stays open late, the stores. I remember when I first moved to Huntington County in 1987. So it was December 1987. I had no idea about this Dickens Day thing. And I came home from work and walked up the street. I'm going, I thought I time traveled. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Everybody was in their, you know, their 1800s garb and the gas street lights and stuff like that. It was pretty cool. Something. I think that's what, look at me getting philosophical here, Jennifer. I think that's the sad thing about growing up. Or growing older, is you don't get surprised as much as you did when you were younger. I think that's the big difference. Nothing surprises you anymore. When you're surprised, it's few and far between. Don't you agree?
I think so, yeah. Well, although it worked, everybody.
So how can we make it so we surprise you? I mean, surprise in a good way, by the way, before I get back to the library and I get pranked 11 times. A surprise in a good way, like a pleasant surprise, like. That's why I think Disney World is so popular, because they're good at, like, surprising you with little things. That's my theory on why Disney World is so popular.
Well, and I think the grounds for sculpture, because you'll just, like, be meandering along and then all.
Yeah, things like that. So you're not. It's better. Like, so that's why I don't like to hear. Like, if I'm going to see a movie, I don't want to hear anything about it. I don't want to know one little piece of information about it. I want to kind of be surprised and not be expecting, well, when are they get? I heard they were going to do this and that. I don't want to know any of that. It makes the movie so much better, don't you think?
I do.
Unless it's a bad movie, of course.
Well, I saw a movie this weekend that I would like to recommend to you.
Okay.
I saw The Irishman.
Ooh, okay, yeah. With De Niro and Pesci and, was it good?
It was very good.
Is it an epic?
It's not quite an epic. Martin Scorsese directed it, of course.
Was it as good as Goodfellas?
It's at least as good as Goodfellas.
Okay.
Not quite as good as The Godfather.
Okay. So it falls right in that.
But I feel as if there were some nods to The Godfather in it.
I'm sure. And the acting, was it good?
Mm-hmm. It was. And they aged.
I didn't know that was out yet.
It is. It's only out until, I think, Thanksgiving, and then it's going to Netflix.
Oh, really?
But it's only in Montgomery, as far as I can tell.
Oh, so Netflix just did that with another movie. Here's my DVD alert to you. Do you have that? You don't have Netflix. Well, never mind. But Netflix just did a holiday special. I think they're doing one a year. Last year they did one called The Christmas Chronicles. It starred Kurt Russell. But this year was an animated one. It's old-style animation, and it's called Klaus. And it's an origin story of Santa Claus, but it is excellent. The animation is worth watching, but it's a good story, too, and it's. I was very impressed with it.
They aged and unaged, I guess. De Niro and Chaz.
Oh, okay.
And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, and it was very effective.
Okay, so The Irishman, Jennifer.
3.5 hours long.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
It's not a movie.
Block that time out.
Oh, my. It was an all day event.
But did it drag? Did you were like,
no,
at some point, oh my God, this is taking forever?
I had no idea. And if the theater was full, it sold out. And I think
could be Scorsese's swan song.
Like less than half a dozen people got up. He should not do any more mob type movies.
Half a dozen people got up and what,
like,
left
to go to the bathroom? I guess to drink. Like only half a dozen people got up at all.
All right, well that's a good sign.
Yeah. No, it was. It did not drag. And it was told in three different timelines back and forth. From when
I like that too.
Like from when he was very old. Telling
that's like
story.
The Godfather Part 2.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. All right, so yeah. Jennifer recommends The Irishman, now in theaters, soon coming to Netflix, and I recommend Klaus. I don't know why I said it like that, which is currently on Netflix. Ooh. And there's another Christmas movie out that I'm a little intrigued on. I don't know if it got good reviews or not, but it's the woman from Game of Thrones. Mia Clark is called Last Christmas. Have you seen the previews for that?
Yeah.
Some troubled woman who, I guess, learns the meaning of Christmas. It looks pretty good. It's got the music of George Michael in it, which I don't know how I feel about that or not, but the story looks pretty good, so I'm sure I'll watch it at some point. So this is our DVD or film alert program of the portion of the program. Boy, I sound like I'm so loud.
Well, you are. So should we go to our first commercial break?
Yeah, let's go to our first commercial break, and we'll come back with Today in History right after this.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tomorrow's going to be epic. Fashion?
Having a little trouble with the because it surprised.
Tomorrow's gonna.
My girlfriends and I, if we're together, we.
Jennifer
love
doesn't
to
think
travel.
We've heard enough commercials.
So my doctors told me I
she's
had
gonna
cancer.
Play some more for you.
Atlanticare was right here with the whole team focused on me. I think that I am truly blessed.
Doesn't usually do a commercial. Here we go.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something special. All that for our theme song for Today in History. So what are your plans for Thanksgiving, by the way?
Wait,
I'm having trouble hearing you. All of a sudden, are we
online? Every day. Every Thursday.
What?
I'm listening to the car.
Oh, this song?
And I said every day. Every Thursday this time. I
understand. And what movie famously plays this song? Correct. So Thanksgiving plans. Oh, yeah. Have you heard from them? They're having a great trip.
I have no idea.
They're up in the Arctic Circle, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Supposedly, the northern lights were visible last night in the northern part of the U.S.
Yes, that's what they're there.
Did they see them?
I don't know.
Oh, we don't know anything? They haven't sent a picture? Don't they have cell phones?
No, they don't. Well, they have a flip phone, but they have my camera.
They have a flip phone.
And they have their desktop tablet with them. They sent one email. We landed.
Yeah, well, maybe better because your dad's probably a good storyteller. He's waiting to.
No, we won't hear anything. I'll be lucky. I asked if they're going to a masquerade ball tonight. I said, please.
That's nice. So they're getting dressed up.
Yeah.
Like I can picture them waltzing with powdered wigs. Is that what a masquerade ball is?
No, they have masks.
Oh, okay. But that on a little stick that you hold.
Would you take a picture, please?
So think, when are they coming home? Thursday night, Thanksgiving night? Thanksgiving night. Do they got to be picked up from the airport? Been in what?
Limousines.
Oh. Or Uber. They're taking a limo home? Boy, your parents, there's something else.
Not a limo.
So they're coming on Thanksgiving night, so you won't really see them for Thanksgiving. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving? You're cooking dinner?
I always cook just something for me and Brian.
Something meaning a turkey?
Turkey breast.
Oh, okay. There you go. So you have your traditions?
I guess, but we pretty much buck traditions just depending on what's...
Don't buck traditions. You don't buck traditions. I know you have a lot of traditions. Some of them would kind of make me scratch my head, but I know you have a lot of traditions. We were just talking about how late Thanksgiving is this year, which I don't like because I feel like I lose a week of Christmas time. And I'm a big Christmas fan if you ever listen to the show. I love Christmas. And Christmas Day,
it's a letdown.
I like this period up. I like right now. I like the period leading up to Christmas. Things slowly getting. Christmas Day, I don't call it a letdown, but.
No, but.
I enjoy Christmas time more than I enjoy Christmas.
I wish it would continue on after more than it does.
So that means the gift giving part of it just, I don't care about.
No, I like going into the living room and seeing the presents under the tree. And if right. I don't have to open them, that's fine with me.
I'm
if my parents are listening, I still really do want that purse, though. But if the rest of the boxes are empty, I'll be fine.
A purse? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, what kind of purse?
It's gray. It's like a kind of a cross between a tote bag and a purse.
Oh, yeah, what store has it?
Lord & Taylor.
Lord & Taylor gray purse?
Our friend Caroline from the Book Garden had one at the last event, and I'm like, that's what I've been looking for.
There you go. She got it at Lord & Taylor?
Yep.
Have you seen it online? Make a little registry for yourself.
I sent them the link.
That's what they should do, for how weddings have registries. People should have Christmas registries and make it easier to buy gifts for them.
I know.
Wouldn't that help?
It would.
I never hear of that.
No.
I think stores, surprised stores haven't jumped on that.
Our boss told us that he sent his wife a Google Doc one year, and she's like, what am I supposed to do with this?
So, yes, Christmas time is my favorite time of year. I would say between Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve is just... I just love it. I don't know. I mean, it sounds corny, but it's the whole, you know, people being nicer, and there's just something about it.
I was just creating a list of places to go and things to see and do.
Finding the perfect gift for your loved one. So what are you going to see and do?
Well, I've got, they do trees at the Ward Sterling Environmental
See, that's Center. A tradition for
Somerset
you.
It's a county. And then we go up to the Arboretum in Frelinghuysen to see the gingerbread houses. One time, Channel 12 was there, and I sent them to Flemington, but I don't think they ever came. We've added Bucks County Visitor Center has Christmas trees.
Where's the Bucks County Visitor Center?
It's right next to Parks on Street Road, Parks Casino.
Oh, all the way down there is the Bucks County Visitor Center?
Yeah, doesn't that surprise you?
I thought it'd be in Lahaska or something.
Yeah, well, it's seen with lights in Lahaska.
Yes, actually, I'm taking my parents out to a play in New Hope, and I'm...
So what are you going to
say? Again, the New Hope has this holiday, like, Scrooge-type play they do every year that's very popular, but it's based on New Hope or something like that.
Is it at the Bucks County Playhouse?
It is indeed.
Are you going to go to the deck?
I am indeed.
I want to hear about it.
Why?
Because I haven't been yet.
Oh, I've been there. It's just a nice place to have a drink.
That's
I don't know.
I hear the drinks are better than the, not better than the food, but more interesting than the food.
Yeah, the food, I think it's, unless it's improved. I haven't been there in a couple of years.
It only opened this year.
Oh, well, they used to have a bar back there.
Zadar's.
No, bar at the behind the Bucks County Theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You not walked up the stairs, and it was a bar, like it was an outdoor bar, but they kind of
no, they just opened up
closed in with heaters. There's a restaurant there now?
The deck.
I'll have to check that out. I don't think I'm going to eat there. We'll have a drink there. Right before the show, but I think I got to find another place. Any tips? Although I don't like talking about anything outside of Hunterdon County on the library show. You know my rule.
I know.
Well, so we'll talk about that off the end.
All right.
Well, you have something.
I love Fran's Pub.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it fancy?
No.
Is it?
It's
too casual for something?
Probably, but your parents probably wouldn't like it.
What do you like? What's your favorite meal at Fran's Pub?
They have probably the best wings.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know you were a wings fan. Do you like them hot?
Yes.
Boy, we are going off on tangents.
All right, let's do today. Let's do today in history.
Today in history, this time every week, I ask Jennifer and you at home questions about events that happened on today's current date. Today is November 21st, 2019. I'll ask you about some events that happened on November 21st in years past. I'll also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on November 21st.
It's because we don't hang out anymore at the library. We used to hang out and talk.
Talk about what?
Good stuff. That's why we go off on tangents here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well. Then we got to cram it all in 1 hour.
Or hang out more.
Okay, 1620, Jennifer. Did I finish my explanation? Yeah. I'm going to give you names of people who were born or died on November 21st. Yeah. See if you can tell me who they are just by hearing their name. It's a little name recognition game. But the events are first. 1620, Jennifer. On this date, in 1620, what did the Plymouth colony settlers do? Something important.
They invite the Indians to dinner and have the first Thanksgiving.
They write something. They sign something.
Oh, the Mayflower Compact.
Correct. And what was the Mayflower Compact?
It was like the Articles of Incorporation.
It was kind of like their little constitution, I guess. Right, Jennifer? I wonder. I would like to read that, how out of date that thing probably was. Probably how women were treated and stuff, right? The Mayflower, is that still around where you can read the Mayflower Compact?
Oh, I bet you could look.
Is that still in existence?
I would imagine.
1877, Jennifer, Thomas Edison announces that he invented something. What did he announce that he invented on this date in 1877?
Phonograph.
Very good. A machine that can record and play sound. The phonograph. Invented on the state in 1870. People don't know what a phonograph is anymore.
No, but I have to say, they have a phonograph type thing in Little House on the Prairie, the TV show, and it's probably an anachronism because they probably wouldn't have had such a thing.
So what years?
Well, because they were born after the Civil War, so I would doubt they would have had a talking machine.
So they were born after the Civil War. So like so it was probably 1880s.
No, she was born in like 65. They were born in 65 and 67.
I know, but then they grew up.
Right, but when they were children, they had a talking machine. Like Nellie Olson had one, maybe when she was 12 or 14. It would have been cut.
It's hard to believe
hard to believe they had one.
Yeah. I'm sure that's not the only thing Little House on the Prairie got historically incorrect.
It just came to me now when you said so.
1905, Jennifer. Albert Einstein wrote a paper about what important thing in his work. What did he introduce to the world?
A nuclear fission.
What equation?
E=mc².
Correct. The mass energy equivalence formula, E=mc². This date in 1905, Jennifer. 1916, the HMS Britannic was in the news. What happens to the HMS Britannic, sister ship of the Titanic and the Olympic line, those three ships?
Was it sunk by a German U-boat?
Very close. Sunk by mines during World War I. It was actually the largest ship lost during the First World War, the Britannic. And a loss of life, I'm sure. 1959, Jennifer. Alan Freed, the disc jockey who popularized the term rock and roll, is fired by WABC AM radio. Why was he fired? I believe he died penniless too. So he popularized rock and roll. He was the first one to play rock and roll records.
Payola
is correct, Jennifer. The payola scandal, where he accepted money to play certain records, which is a big no-no in radio land. Though I don't know. Would you accept a bribe if somebody told you? You get bribed all the time to play things.
Nobody offers any consideration. Just
maybe it's not cash, but yeah. I don't know where I'm going with that. Okay, in 1964, Jennifer, What New York City crossing opens? And at the time was the world's longest bridge span. So it's not a tunnel. I told you it was a bridge.
I knew it was a bridge. Verrazano.
Right, the Verrazano Narrows, the longest bridge at the time. Before what was built? I don't know, the Chesapeake Bridge? Chesapeake Bridge was built after 1964?
So.
Yeah, I guess it was. That's true. Interesting.
I think Golden Gate, isn't Golden Gate longer than
Verrazano? I don't know. When I was little, I used to think the Golden Gate Bridge went from California to Hawaii. What a brain surgeon I was when I was little. And then finally, 1986, on November 21st, Oliver North, National Security Council member, what's he do on this date?
Does he testify before Congress?
Nope, him and his secretary were in cahoots. What did they do?
I don't recall.
What did he get in trouble for?
I don't remember. You're going to tell me that, but I honestly don't remember. Is that Kiko telling me what I'm doing wrong?
No.
Okay. I don't remember.
Shredding documents. That was the big thing.
Yeah.
Shred a lot of documents. He ended up being like coming out of that smelling like a rose, didn't he?
Yeah, he writes book. He writes novels.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
And you've read them?
No, I ordered them.
Okay, born on November 21st in 1898, René Magritte.
A French painter.
Belgian, but go on.
I don't know what famous painter.
Can you describe anything he painted? He was an impressionist painter.
I feel like something like a mirror image something.
I think you're on the right track. Oh, no, that's Escher. The guy with the apple head and the bowler on and the suit.
Oh, right.
It was those type of paintings.
I'm thinking an
pop
elephant.
Art, kind of.
I was thinking an elephant, but.
1945, Goldie Hawn was born.
She's a movie actress. She's not married to Kurt Russell, but.
Very good. I was going to try to trip you up on that, and you knew that.
But
longtime partner, Kurt Russell, but they've never married.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Nope, that's Meryl Streep.
Friends and Lovers or something. Private Ryan.
Private Benjamin.
Benjamin.
my DVD alert for Her was a movie starring her husband, Kurt Russell. Maybe I wonder if they met on the set. Maybe they did. It's a movie called Overboard, which I think they remade recently. There's a movie called Overboard where she's a very rich person on a yacht and she falls overboard and has amnesia. And this Kurt Russell guy who had built something for her on her boat and she ripped him off decides to get his money back by pretending that she's his wife.
It's Best Friends with
okay.
Tom Selleck.
So you weren't even listening to a word I said there.
I did Overboard. She pretends she's his wife.
And it sounds kind of weird, but it's a very funny movie. It's a very good movie and it has a good ending. No movie I watched last night. I've already started watching. Have you watched any Christmas movies yet?
Nope.
I'm already about 10 in.
Good.
But I watched the 1941 classic the other night. I think it was 1944 classic, starring Bing Crosby. One of the best endings to any movie ever.
Bells of St. Mary.
This is one that will make you cry every time. It's not the Bells of St. Mary. That movie's trash. No.
Which one?
Going My Way.
Starring
Bing Crosby and Barry Fitzgerald. Funny thing, Barry Fitzgerald plays a very elderly... Have you seen Going My Way?
Yes.
You have, right? He plays a very elderly priest. Like, that's why Bing Crosby has to come and help him with his parish. Guess how old Barry Fitzgerald was playing a very elderly priest? 56.
Wow.
1 year older than I am. So I don't know if they made him up or whatever, but Going My Way, if you've never seen it, it's old Hollywood classic. I think it won like 7 Academy Awards. Barry Fitzgerald was actually and still is actually the only actor to be nominated for Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor for the same movie. And he won for Best Supporting Actor because Bing Crosby won for Best Actor. So Going My Way, it's a hard, and then the ending, I won't ruin it for you, someone who's really earnestly going to watch this thing. It's a very touching ending. They set it up nicely. Bing sings Turaluralura in the movie, and Wish Upon a Star, and Going My Way. Very good movie. What other holiday movies have I seen? I saw the Klaus one, obviously. I saw, already saw Holiday Inn.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Which, a little awkward around Lincoln's birthday.
I showed it at the library one time, and Jeremiah asked what I was doing. It was the time. It was.
They should cut that scene out.
No, it's of its time. Because then they'd have to cut a couple other things out.
I don't know.
It's of its time.
No, but even it's watch it again, and you'll. There's a part of the song that's even worse than that. That they should at least cut off that snippet, but I don't know. Of its time, that's always the excuse. So it's the holiday. Most families don't start watching holiday movies till like the weekend after Thanksgiving. But I need a head start. There's so many that I like, Jennifer. We'll talk about most of them in the weeks coming up. Okay, where did I leave off?
And
okay,
maybe you'll come into the county library and one will be playing.
Yes, we'll hopefully pop-up movies. Pop-up holiday movies. 1950, Livingston Taylor was born.
Why couldn't we just put them out? We bring the TV out. Oh, we don't have the DVD player anymore.
We can get it. Yeah, we do.
Oh, then let's just bring the TV out and put it by the gingerbread houses sometimes.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
I like that idea.
All right, Livingston Taylor, I don't know.
Livingston Taylor is James Taylor's brother. Only brought him up because he used to play for the concert series here at Deer Path for many years.
Huh.
Remember that, Livingston Taylor?
No.
I don't know if he's any good or not, but I don't know, hopefully Livingston isn't listening. He probably is, Jennifer.
Listening.
Okay. 2017, I only have one person who died on November 21st. 2017, it was David Cassidy.
Aww. Sean Cassidy's brother. He was Keith Partridge on the Partridge Family. He was Shirley Jones's son.
How old was he when he died?
He wasn't that old.
But he's older than you think.
Really? 65?
No, 67.
All right.
Thought you would have guessed in the 50s. That's what I would have guessed. Okay, and that's today in history. We've only talked about one library thing so far, and that's a gingerbread competition. That's an important thing.
All right, but before, and we talked about the holiday hours.
And the holiday hour.
What we're doing today in history. And we talked about the Northern Lights. Did we talk about that on the air? Tonight, there is the Alpha Monocertoid Meteor Shower.
At the Hunter County Library?
Well, most likely at 11:50 p.m. And it will peak for about 15 minutes. It'll go on for about 40 minutes. Eastern North America is one of the best places to see it. But this year is supposed to be an exceptionally large outburst. I can't find it now. There's something about a unicorn. But anyway, if you're someplace... If you're someplace where there's not a lot of... ambient lighting, like street lights and things. You can see about 7 meteors across the sky per minute, starting about 11:40.
Is this a bigger shower than the Perseids in August or not as big?
This year it is.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty big.
Cool. Well, thank you. I'll probably be asleep by then, but...
I know, that's...
What? So will you?
Yeah. Well, if I'm lucky, it'll be like a bathroom break. I take a lot of bathroom breaks at night.
Okay, Jennifer, we have two programs physically at the Hunterdon County Light. Well, one at the Hunterdon County Library and one at the North County Branch Library. At the North County Branch Library tonight is What's That Tune? We're playing a little trivia. Starting at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, What's That Tune with Bob Edwards. Maybe play a little What's That Tune later in the show. Can you play a song for me later? Give me one song you think you can stump me on. Think about it. And then we'll play that later. Okay, that's once again 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, free and open to the public. And then tonight at the Hunterdon County Library, we're showing a movie. And the movie is called... What? The Little House or something like that.
Oh, The Little Farm.
The Little Farm? I don't have it in front of me.
The Biggest Little Farm.
The Biggest Little Farm.
A testament to the immense complexity of nature, The Biggest Little Farm follows two dreamers and a dog on an odyssey to bring harmony to both their lives and their land.
Okay, very good. That's tonight at the Hunterdon County Library starting at 6 or 6:30?
Six. All movies are at 6.
6 p.m. You're welcome to bring a snack or a non-alcoholic beverage. Actually, we do have snacks for sale, courtesy of the Friends of the Hundred County Library, if you choose to go that route. So we hope to see you at the Hundred County Library or the North County Branch Library, depending on what tickles your fancy.
What tickles your fancy?
What tickles my fancy? Christmas. We're going to go to our last commercial break, and then we're going to come back. I got lots of trivia for you and Jennifer.
All right.
So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm John Wimber with Jim Thatch. And Jim Gano will be in 10 minutes.
Any other library business we need to take care of?
I do. Just one thing. Right after Thanksgiving, when you come back to the library, it's going to be November 30th. And then December will be Sunday, and we're going to hit the ground running. So you've got your December bookmarks ready.
I had to do it early since I was off next week.
It's light blue. It says Happy Holidays from HCL, and there are 8 Stobos, and each one depicts HCL inside someplace.
That is correct, Jennifer.
And then the word December is sort of hidden among them, too.
I'm in the late 380s with my count of bookmarks. I think that's 387, 388.
You're going to hit 400, do you think?
It's going to be close. That was my goal.
You could phone him in.
Barely remember when I hit 300.
It wasn't that long ago.
Longer than you think. Tanvi was still working here.
I know, but it seems like yesterday.
That was actually the only bookmark I never made myself.
Really?
We had a contest to make the 300th bookmark. We had a couple winners. I think we had an adult winner and a kids winner or something. And I can't remember exactly what they were, but I did my own that month too.
I think you did because I don't remember a contest.
I must have did my own too. That would have broken the string and I wouldn't have done that.
So stop in anytime from Sunday on to pick up your HCL commemorative.
It's a monthly tradition at the Hunterdon County Library. See if you can find all the HCLs and see if you can find the name of the month hidden in the bookmark.
And it's also got the holiday hours.
And it does have that. So it is functional as well as creative.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides of the brain were used to create it. Okay, we have about 10 minutes left. Let's play some trivia.
Okay.
I got various rounds and categories. Let's start off with some general trivia for you. Play along at home. See how you do. Today is November 21st, Jennifer. If you were born on November 21st, what is your zodiac sign?
Oh, you're right on the cusp. You're Sagittarius or Capricorn?
Neither one of those is correct.
Oh, well. What are you?
Scorpio. How many, within 5 years away, how many players are on an NFL roster?
35. 53. I was dyslexic.
Which two of Santa's reindeer, are translated in German to mean thunder and lightning?
Blitzen.
Okay.
And Comet.
Donner and Blitzen. Thunder and lightning. What is the rank of Alexander Vindman, who testified 2 days ago at the impeachment inquiry hearings? Lieutenant Colonel.
Good for him.
He. That's why I made a little joke before the show about you saying if someone called you Ms. Winberry and you corrected them calling yourself Assistant Director, because he corrected a congressman for calling him Mr. instead of Lieutenant Colonel.
Oh, boy.
Only one, Jennifer, of the seven ancient wonders of the world still exists. Name something that destroyed the other six.
A fire.
Fire is correct. Or an earthquake. All the other six were destroyed by either fire or earthquake. Saturday Night Live, you're not going to know this answer. Don't look to your right for a moment. What letter is between U and O on a standard keyboard?
I.
Very good. Who was president of the U.S. when Congress permanently made Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday in November?
FDR.
Very good. They actually make a note of that in the movie Holiday Inn, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
According to Peter Pan, Jennifer, what are the directions to Neverland?
Oh, something about the first star on the left, right.
Boy, you would have gotten lost.
That would have gotten lost.
The second star to the right and straight on till morning. Can you name one of the top 10 grossing movies from last weekend that is historically factual?
Midway.
Very good. Midway was one. Harriet?
I saw that also.
Was that good?
It was.
Good. I didn't think that your husband likes the war movies.
Yeah. It started with the Pearl Harbor attack, and it went through the Coral Sea attack. And
it was a remake. I think Henry Fonda was in the
movie. It wasn't actually a remake, but yeah.
It was a movie called Midway back in the
50s. There was another movie called Midway.
Harriet was another one, and Ford v. Ferrari were the three historically accurate or historically factual movies from that were in the top 10 last
week. I saw the previews for Harriet. They looked good.
Where'd you get that name, Jennifer? Or no, where'd you get a name like that? Identify the U.S. state capital and from the origins of their name. So which state capital is named after the fourth president of the United States?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Very good. What U.S. capital means city born from the ruins of a former civilization?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Very good. Rising from the ashes. Nicely done. Nicely deduced. What U.S. state capital means harmony?
You want to give me a portion so I don't have to sit in this
room? That's a New England state.
Dead air. Providence? No.
It's a good guess.
No, it's not, because that's not what Providence is.
Concord, New Hampshire. Concord. What U.S. capital means holy faith in Spanish? Is that west?
Santa Fe.
Very good. What is French for a red cypress tree stripped of its bark?
Baton Rouge.
Very good. This capital is named after the King of England from 1660 to
1685.
Jamestown isn't a capital. That is correct. Southeast? No, I'm sorry. Charleston, West Virginia. What U.S. capital is named after a general who fought in the Battle of Nolens? The War of 1812. Famous battle. famous general, Jackson, Mississippi, Andrew Jackson. This U.S. Capitol is named after a natural landmark on the bank of a river that was used for navigation.
Say it again.
This U.S. Capitol was named after a natural landmark on the bank of a river that was used for navigation. You go south for this one.
South?
Not deep south. No. Little Rock, Arkansas.
These are good. These are good.
An apostle, Jennifer. What U.S. capital is named after? Apostle.
St. Petersburg? No, that's not the...
You're on the right track. St. Upper Midwestern state.
It's Minneapolis. St. Paul.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
What is French for of the monks?
Des Moines.
Very good. And then Native American for a good place to pick potatoes. It's impossible.
Boise.
That was a good guess, and that's what a lot of teams guess, but it's Topeka, Kansas.
Hmm.
And one team got it right because they said Topeka.
Oh, good.
But I don't think that's
where
it came from.
No, Boise sounds French. It doesn't sound.
Correct. All right, we have 3 minutes left. Let me see here. Let's try this one, Jennifer. Body systems, Jennifer, are groups of organs and tissues that work together to perform important jobs for the body. The human body is comprised of 12 distinct human body systems. One of them is your circulatory system. Can you name how many of the other ones can you name?
We used to have a series of books, and the school used to request them. So,
go. So you're going to roll.
I don't know. Let's see.
Try.
All right. So circulatory.
Well, I already gave you that.
Right. Respiratory.
Yes.
Glandular.
You kind of.
Yeah.
The books were blue, everyone.
Golly. Respiratory, I said, sorry.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay, let's just run through them. Your digestive system. Your muscular system, your nervous system, your reproductive system, your immune system, which is what I think you were getting at.
No,
lymphatic.
That's
your immune system. Your integumentary system, endocrine system, exocrine system.
Endocrine is what
I was getting. Renal system, skeletal system, hematopoietic system.
Hmm.
So you only had to name 6 of them. Which I think most teams did correctly do. Okay, it's 11:56, Jennifer. I think we're going to have to cut it right there.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can go online, stop in, or call your library who's there for you.
Hold on. You did that quick. It's still only 11:56. We want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, by the way. I hope you have a good holiday and all you get along with your family. What am I drawing? Okay.
I don't know what you're doing.
Okay, so happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Good night.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another public hearing held in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump and some dealings he had with Ukraine. One of the witnesses this morning, Fiona Hill, a former Security Council official. In her opening statement, she talks about the idea of withholding foreign aid money as a way to exert pressure on a nation, which Democrats allege the president did with Ukraine.
If the president or anyone else impedes or subverts the national security of the United States in order to further domestic political or personal interests, that's more than worthy of your attention. But we must not let domestic politics stop us from defending ourselves against the foreign powers who truly wish us harm.
A lockdown at Joint Base San Antonio's Camp Bullis this morning has been lifted. There is no clear information on what happened, but they do say a suspect's in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
During the impeachment hearing of President Trump on Capitol Hill.
This is a seminal moment in our investigation, and the evidence you have brought forward is deeply significant and troubling.
House Committee Chairman Adam Schiff reacting to Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who said that there was a quid pro quo for Ukraine from the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, demanding the investigation of Trump rivals.
Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky.
The president denied the allegations before leaving for Texas.
I say to the ambassador in response, I want nothing, I want nothing, I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky, President Zelensky, to do the right thing.
It was an off day on Wall Street. The Dow was down 113 points, the S&P 500 down 12, and the NASDAQ Composite down 44 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Christmas trees may be in short supply this year. USA's Chris Barnes has more details.
Farmers in major tree-growing states like Oregon, Michigan, North Carolina, and Missouri citing hot weather and too much rain as factors in fewer trees being produced this year. They also say the 2008 recession drove a lot of farmers out of the business. The smaller supply could mean higher prices for Christmas trees in many parts of the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It appears he's off the hook for now. Swedish prosecutors dropped rape charges against WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange, which were refiled last spring after he was arrested and removed from the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The original charges were filed in 2010 and led Assange to claim asylum at the embassy for 7 years. Eva Marie Persson, Sweden's deputy director of public prosecutions, told reporters that supporting witness statements in the case have been weakened by time, although she does consider the accuser credible. Assange has been in a British prison since his arrest and removal from the embassy in April. He's long denied the rape accusations. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The traffic stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories.